The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I've got Paul Burton with Our Voice today. Paul is a dear friend and former teacher for my kids. Also has a longstanding history. Used to be with Microsoft. Worked directly with Bill Gates back in the day, back in the 80s. And you've launched a new company called Our Voice as a way of connecting everyone with the benefits of what the Alexa is, which I want to tell us a little bit about your company, what it does.
Sure. Well, first of all, Eric, thanks so much for having me. So what Our Voice does is that we work with very specific audiences. We work with seniors, blind and low vision folks, and people dealing with neurological issues that prevent them from using technology in a traditional sense. Mm-hmm. And as you say, there are a number of voice assistants out there, but what we do is we focus and specialize on the Alexa family of products. And there's eight different Alexa models. Mm-hmm. Out there. So what we do is, the Alexa is very, very easy to use. All you do is speak. It's a little bit more difficult to configure and set up properly so you get the greatest amount of benefit from it. So we go in, set it up, connect it to Wi-Fi, and then customize it for our user.
Okay.
And then we train them on the use so they can really benefit when we're no longer around.
I hear about people talking about the Amazon Echo, sorry, and the Amazon Alexa. So what's the difference between an Echo and an Alexa?
Sure, that's a very good question, and you're right. There's a lot of confusion there. So the Echo is the hardware. The Echo is the device itself.
Okay.
Alexa is the voice service.
Okay.
Now, Alexa's voice service is in every model of the Echo. But Alexa is also in smartwatches. BMW is putting Alexa into the dashboard of all its cars, as well as Ford. It's going to go into your microwave oven and your refrigerator at some point. So Alexa is an independent voice service. And then in terms of another word that I'll use today that's probably worth defining is our skills. So what people think of as an app on their smartphone, Amazon calls a skill. They're synonymous. Mm-hmm. Same idea, and there are, believe it or not, more than 17,000 skills available for the Echo.
Holy cow. That's more skills than anybody could use in their lifetime.
That's true, but the real problem is what the industry calls skills discovery, right? So somebody buys an Echo.
Right.
Well, how do you know what's out there, and
right.
how do you know what's going to benefit you? So we track this very, very closely
okay.
and then offer up suggestions to our clients.
Well, it seems like a very important service that you offer where you can simply go online and purchase, you know, an Echo from Amazon.
Right.
And then you've got one. Now what do you do with it? And how do you figure out what to do with it? It's like the learning curve for my iPhone. I'm on the iPhone 6S still,
right.
which is, you know, fine because it's got all the power I need. But that said, I still don't know so much of what my phone could do, and I could probably take a lesson every week and learn so much more and become
sure.
more efficient.
Sure.
So for you to actually give that service, I don't know of any place that does what you're doing.
No, thankfully.
Right.
nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing specifically what we're doing and specifically targeted at the audiences that we are working with.
God bless you for doing that. You know, I really appreciate your heart, and we do have listeners to our show who are vision impaired.
Yes.
Carol, I'm thinking of you specifically because Carol is blind, and Carol sold her house with me about 4 years ago in Annandale. And we work together fine, even though she's blind. So, but she listens, and she knows voices, so she'll remember your voice. You have a good voice. Most common things people use Alexa for?
So, far and away,
uh-huh.
it's radio.
Okay.
And music.
Okay.
Now you can listen to Amazon and Spotify and Pandora and iHeart and all of that kind of thing. There's right out of the box, the Echo offers, ready for this?
Yes.
100,000 radio stations. You can listen to a radio station in Iceland if you want.
Wow.
Because remember, what the Echo does is...
I thought there was only one radio station, WMAL.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Alexa. Play WMAL radio.
Getting 105.9 FM WMAL from iHeartRadio.
1-800-286-9966. You must continue to pay
Alexa,
your Medicare Part B premium.
Pause. So let's just say I started to listen to WMAL. My phone rings or somebody knocks at the door. You just pause her. Now when you're ready to go, Alexa, play.
Back to Lake Carrollton and Largo Town Center. Due to
really
the track
great.
Conditions.
Yes.
So, Alexa, stop. Now, Eric, this is something that's
is she ever offended when you talk to her that way?
Well, no. I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked the question because it's actually a very funny thing. The smart guys up at Amazon knew that people were going to be fooling around with Alexa and trying to stump her and trying to do all kinds of things.
Yes.
I once had a friend tell me that he said, Alexa, I think I love you. And Alexa came back just in a second and said, oh, that's so nice, but can't we just be friends?
Good.
So here's an example of some music for you and how that works.
Okay.
Alexa, play singles playlist on Spotify.
Singles playlist from Spotify.
Alexa, who's singing?
This is Jimmy Mack, mono version by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Alexa, stop. So any song that you're listening to,
right.
she'll play my playlist for hours and hours and hours because there's thousands of songs on my playlist.
Right.
And you can pause her at any time, ask who's singing. If you're using Amazon Music, you can even ask for the lyrics of the song, as then they'll appear on the versions of the Echo with the screen.
So you and I met probably a year ago, first time, to discuss this. And at the time, you said something that stuck with me, which is everything will be voice-driven in the future. It will not be so much about touching something in front of you, although that will be possible and available, that you will just speak to things. It's much more intuitive to just say what you want. We think faster, we speak faster than we can write or type. So this is, you know, like the Siri that is in my Apple.
Sure.
Or other characters that are in other products. But Amazon has created an at-home product here that, based on the way you're using it, will serve this demographic, everybody, but specifically the demographic that struggles with vision wonderfully.
Well, absolutely. And let me just flesh that out a little bit. So this is... What a lot of people don't realize is that what makes the magic is not only the voice recognition, although that's a critical part, obviously, but it's the voice recognition coupled with artificial intelligence. So what I'm doing every time I ask Alexa to do something for me here, it goes to the cloud.
Okay.
And the AI takes over, and it knows me. It knows my voice as opposed to other people in my home that are using Alexa.
Right. Fascinating. Well, I was showing a piece of real estate in Kensington, Maryland, about a month and a half ago, and I walked in and I could see, looked like a Google Home or an Alexa device of some kind, right? So, and I was a little self-conscious that perhaps it was listening to what I was saying.
Right.
Right. So I did a test and I said, play Band on the Run, and nothing happened. So I was happy. But then
there's a lot of people are concerned about privacy as well. But really, there's not privacy issues to concern yourself with. Alexa will record what you say, just as your web browser records where you go. But you can clean out that the Alexa voice trail just as easy as you can clean out your browser. Now, you know, probably, Eric, the most significant thing that has happened with the Echo recently, and particularly for our clients, is that Alexa can now be your phone. So you can call any cell phone, you can call any landline, or you can call directly from Echo to Echo. The other thing that you can do is...
This is not a separate phone. You're using this through VoIP? It's a voice over
that's
internet.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let me give you one quick example. Alexa, send a message to Paul Burden.
To Paul Burden, right?
Right.
What's the message?
Follow up with Eric Stewart tomorrow.
Sending from Paul.
And that was my little beep that I have a message. And I can just say, Alexa, play my messages.
One for Paul Burden. From Paul Burden.
Follow up with Eric Stewart tomorrow.
Your
received
own voice.
Just now.
It's as easy as that, in your own voice. The other thing, the last thing that I would say is, in terms of customer benefit, is that in order to use Alexa, you don't have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber. You just have to have an Amazon account, which is free.
Paul, we're going to take a quick break. I'll come back with you in a minute. Call, if you're listening, have to go to ourvoice.net for more information, or call them today at 844-VOICE-13. That's 844-VOICE-13. Stuart Rosenthal comes up in just a second. Paul, you'll join me right after that. We'll be right back.